I was just sitting here thinking about something. Demons are crafty, very crafty. I want you to think about this. They're very organized. The most organized religion is a demonic religion. That's why it seems like when you see people that don't believe in God and all these things that happen, that's why you see things seems like they're succeeding, because a demonic religion is very organized. The Bible teaches that Satan is a god of this age to the non-believers, so they're very organized. And when I think, when we say organized, a lot of times we look at the demonic realm, we don't really realize how organized they are. And I just got to thinking, like, think about the there are demons camping out in areas, different areas wherever you go. Think about it, like think about this. When you go to the bathroom, how many people take their cell phone to the bathroom? You take your cell phone to the bathroom, it's like privacy. The first thing you do is pull your cell phone up, and I guarantee you, I'm willing to put my check on it, that more than 80% of the people will go in the bathroom and look at something they ain't got no business looking at. And you won't do it nowhere but in the bathroom, whether it be public or your house. And see, those spirits, so you have certain spirits camping out in your bathroom. Think about it. How many times do you go in certain places that you just feel different? The vibe is just off when you get in there. You start talking different. You start acting different when you go to certain places. If you go to the club, that's a whole different vibe, a whole different atmosphere that you walk into versus if you walk into a church. Well, let's keep it even go a bit more than just the club. What about Chick-fil-A? It seems like you go in Chick-fil-A and all of a sudden you just feel good when you go in there. But then you could go in Taco Bell or McDonald's, depending on where you go, and you don't even feel that same feeling because the atmosphere is different. I'm telling you, there are demonic spirits that camp out in different places. And if you allow these demonic spirits to keep camping out in certain places, then they can attach to you when you leave. So you got to be careful where you go. People's houses, going in restrooms, on your job. There are demonic demons that camp out in certain areas just so they can latch onto you. So why do you think the Bible teaches to pray without ceasing? Why do you think the Bible talks about fasting and prayer so much so you can stay in tune with God at all times so those demons can't get on you? I'm telling you, they are very, demons are very, very organized. They can camp out in certain TV shows that you watch. They camp out in your bathroom. They can camp out on your job. They can camp out over your best friend's house. They can camp out in a restaurant. And if you're not continually prayed up, that spirit can jump off on you, and all of a sudden you start acting and feeling different. You don't even realize why. And the reason why is because you're not prayed up. You're not protected like you should be protected. And the Bible teaches that demons will go around in errant places, running back and forth, to and fro, trying to find a place where they can call their home. And understand something, when a demon takes, calls you home, he don't leave without a fight. But the only way you can get it out is with the blood of Jesus. The only way that you can get things out like that is you have to resist the devil and he will flee. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. The moment that the enemy realizes that you draw near to God and that spirit of God is in you, you can't be touched. The problem is we try to play with the spirits too much. We want to be holy in church and we want to be a heathen in the club on Saturdays. We want to be holy in front of your grandmama and your granddaddy, but when you get around other people, we act different. We one way on Friday, one way on Saturday, one way on Sunday. We play with the spirits all the time. As long as we keep playing with them, they're going to keep latching on, and they don't stop. It's not like you get one spirit latching on. The Bible says when they were trying to cast the demons at the man, that they said, we are legion. Our name is legion. We are many. So there's many demons in somebody. You have many demons in you. You don't even realize it because you're playing with them. Demons are organized. They know what they're doing. You can get in somebody's car and the vibe be all off just because of the type of music that they listen to or the type of vibe that they give off. And if you're not prayed up and protected, those demons can jump off on you and you can take that mess back home and they can jump off on your family and they spread like fire, like wildfire. And before you realize it, you don't even know what's going on, simply because you're not prayed up, you're not protected. Resist the devil, he will flee. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Pray without ceasing. The battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual principalities in this world, demons. Stay protected, because they organize above the norm.